News Radio KMAN and Focus continues here on a Thursday morning. And it's our chance to get an update from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We've got President and CEO Jason Smith joining us here for the hour. And earlier this week, we heard some discussion from the Manhattan City Commission on a new housing advisory board being created here to help with the implementation of workforce housing in our community, improving that. And I know it's kind of a broad topic there, again, with workforce housing, what that is. And the Chamber, I know, has a position on this housing advisory board as well.
Yeah, I'm actually, we are in strong support of the housing advisory board. So we have gotten a lot more interested in the housing issue over the last several years, particularly as it relates to our ability to, as we discussed earlier, attract and retain people to this community for jobs. And we have a number of our employers, whether it's entry level, what we now I think call essential workers, or up to the highest level CEO, certainly technical jobs, that our employers are having a challenge to get people to move to the community. And there's a variety of reasons for that, but one of the things that they point to is that there is there's a general feeling among people who aren't familiar with Manhattan that when they get here, they think it's a beautiful community, and there's a lot more vibrancy, I think, than people expect. And that was certainly my experience for a community this size. There is a lot of activity and vibrancy that you don't see in other communities this size. But there's also a real challenge in finding housing, and whether it's I want to buy a house or I want to rent a house there's certainly a lot of student housing, but in terms of our ability to retain and attract workers of all levels, it becomes a real challenge. And so we've been interested in this for a while. We testified last year in front of the commission in support of a housing study because we thought it was important to understand what exactly the market was. We know from looking at a variety of sources that the cost of buying a house in Manhattan is still relatively stable and similar to our regional competitors, but we also know that renting is significantly higher, and the cost of housing is higher, certainly as it relates to average wages than a lot of our peers. And so, we'd like to see a little more data to see how that actually plays out. So long story short, we are absolutely in support of the advisory board. We did recommend two things to consider before they finalized sort of the charter and the makeup of that commission or task force. One was, and we were defining, you talked a little bit earlier about the definition of workforce housing. You know, housing is such a broad topic when you talk about, okay, where do workers live versus what we've termed as housing security. So, you know, individuals that maybe are challenged to find appropriate shelter at all. And both of those issues are incredibly important. And we have members who spend a lot of time working on housing security issues. And so we think that's an important issue as well. And because we need to make sure that we take care of those that are down on their luck or need assistance. But that is a huge issue. And then this workforce housing issue is a huge issue. And so we were a little concerned about having one group sort of tackle both those issues without getting clear direction from the commission that delineates those two and how they should be addressed. In particular, there is funding that comes from the federal government specific to housing security issues. Those funds should be used for that purpose. From our standpoint, we helped campaign for the sales tax initiative in November, of which 10% of that, when it comes on the books in 2023, will be set aside for what we defined in the ballot as workforce housing. And so we think it's incredibly important that those funds be used for workforce housing. And that the commission, and I know that they feel the same way, but that the commission deliver on the promise that they made to the voters that those funds would be used for workforce housing. because again, it has to be addressed if we're going to be able to attract and retain the kind of individuals that allow our economy to grow and prosper. The second issue that we asked them to consider is while they identified 15 positions for that board, they weren't really clearly defined, and there was a little ambiguity as to what kind of individuals would be appointed for that. And in specifically, there was no provisions to allow for people engaged in the housing industry, whether it be in development or sales or finance. And we think if the city's going to get into workforce housing and market rate housing and a lot of the issues that surround that, that's significantly different than what the federal government would define as affordable housing. And so you need to bring in another group of participants into that, that maybe you haven't brought in before into those discussions. And so we thought that it would be better if that was a little more clearly defined to engage the private sector for a variety of reasons, one of which could be that there could be additional funding available that could leverage the public funds to accomplish a whole lot more. There could be things that maybe experience in the industry could provide for helping this group avoid pitfalls that otherwise they might not have seen. And so we just asked the city commission to consider a little more specific direction on the kinds of people that would be appointed, and to make sure that they were including the private sector into those conversations, and people that had expertise in housing development, sales, and finance, and as well as maybe engage some of our larger employers who are consistently trying to attract new people to the community and might have some insight into the kind of challenges that people are facing as they come to the community. You know, one of the fallacies, I guess, for lack of a better word, is there was a discussion about, well, we need to make sure that we engage residents in this. And I would remind people that that the business community are residents also of Manhattan. And so I think that the chamber would certainly support if there was a provision on there that regardless of who you represented, you had to be a resident. I don't think we would have an issue with that at all. But to imply that somehow that because you are engaged in the business community that you don't have interest in the community as a resident, I think is not true. And so we would want to make sure that people remember too that those individuals are residents of Manhattan, and they want what's best for the community as well, because they live here and their kids live here, and they want to see it grow as well.
And, you know, the housing issue is not unique to Manhattan. I know that a lot of communities deal with this problem. Have you seen any examples where a similar housing advisory board has worked in the past?
You know, I have not. You're right. It's such a big issue. The problem is that each community has their own issues. And so even though there may be best practices that we're going to start looking into those and see kind of where communities have been successful. Each community has their own challenges. And, you know, so you take a look at Manhattan. One of the most unique things about Manhattan that you don't see very often is we are a city in two counties. And so that creates a challenge. And there are costs to moving west as it relates to, you know, the ridges and the Flint Hills and drilling into the rock and that a lot of communities don't face. But by the same token, if you go out east, there are challenges in that the city doesn't necessarily have all the utilities in that area, and it gets a little more challenging for things that aren't in the city limits. And so, and then you have the whole challenge of I think a lot of people would like to see different solutions that would maybe redevelop the core, and are there opportunities, particularly now when you see a little bit of a glut of student housing, are there opportunities to maybe convert some of the student housing, the multi-tenant houses in the central part of the city back into single family? And what would that look like? And are there programs to help with that? So I think it's going to be a combination of looking at programs from around the country and seeing what works. And that's why we're concerned about overloading this board is, you know, you could end up with a scenario where there's just so much that something that is incredibly important to the future of this community gets ignored simply because the workload is just overwhelming. And so we just wanted to make sure that it's easy to say, well, it's housing, so let's lump it all together, as opposed to looking at both as two unique and their own challenge. It'd be similar to saying, well, let's, you know, the airport and Attabus are both public transportation, so let's lump those all together and have one board oversee both of them. Well, that doesn't make sense unless there's a clear delineation of how that works. And so we, you know, we're saying the same thing in housing. Just because it's housing doesn't necessarily mean that they both have the same needs and challenges, and we just need to be careful that we're not trying to address both challenges with the same solutions.
Gotcha. We had a phone call here, and they've got a question or a comment, and it's a comment. Let's go ahead and get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for your presentation. You're very well spoken, very well educated, and you know how to shape the conversation. I was wanting to have a little more aggressive conversation with you about an economic engine in this area that is being ignored, and that would be out on I-70. Manhattan has a unique situation of being back off the highway, and nobody knows we're here. With that land that you have down there at I-70 and 177 that you're paying the rent on every month, there's more than just two counties here with a central Kansas information center that we could have there at that intersection. You could also include the Gary County waterfall at the Gary County Lake or the wildlife rescue at Milford Fish Hatchery, as well as the Bald Eagle viewing at Tuttle Creek Lake, all the events here in central Kansas. And with the Pioneer theme, you could justify the porta potties and the snack dispensing machines there at the corner. And looking to the future, with all the electric vehicles that are coming out, some of them are not hybrid. They do not have their own charging facility on board. And you could offer a charging facility there, 15 minutes for free to get them out of the car and get them enough energy to get into Manhattan so they can spend the night and charge the vehicle overnight at the available chargings at the different hotels, as well as having we've talked about having a Tesla proprietary charging site. The information would be advertised in every screen of every $100,000 Tesla vehicle nationwide to get the economic engine of the disposable income out of those people's pockets and into Manhattan or the central Kansas area. Thank you so much for your consideration.
All right. Thank you for the call. Jason, you want to address any of that, or should we wait till after the break?
Yeah. And again, I appreciate the gentleman calling in, because he's not saying anything that we aren't aware of. The challenge, we've discussed the challenges here many times. And I would just say if we're working on a few things that we hope resolve these issues long term. But if there is anyone interested in developing that and in that area, and understanding that that's not Manhattan or Raleigh County, that is, as the caller said, it is Gary County, we are interested in talking to them. So and happy to help with that development. So that's an open invitation to anybody, and we've put that out multiple times and are looking for a partner for that. And so anybody that has any ideas, we are any interest in developing that area, we are excited to talk to them.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. Jason Smith joins us here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.